patient name, Daniela. That's Daniela. Last name, Rivas, Rivas. Date of birth, 1/26/10. Date of service, 2/2/24. This is a 14-year-old female patient. She's here with a complaint of body aches, headache, fever, and sore throat. She's had these symptoms for 2 days. It actually started yesterday afternoon. No GI issues, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She's able to carry on her everyday activities, but once again, when she eats or swallows, she has discomfort. Period. New paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure not obtained, pulse 120, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 100% on room air. Allergies, no known drug allergies. This patient's symptoms are better with rest, worse on activities. Period, new paragraph. There's no change in her bowel or bladder habit. Period, new paragraph. Current medications, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history. She had a procedure to her heart long ago. She's doing well. Social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Labs today include a strep test and a flu test. Flu test is negative. Strep test was positive for streptococcal sore throat. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal and round. Ears within normal limits. Oral pharyngeal area, much erythema visualized. Tonsils enlarged. A mild strawberry tongue, oral mucosa, moist, neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy, heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, tachycardic at 120. Lungs are clear to auscultation, normal respiratory effort is observed, abdomen is soft, non-tender, remainder of exam unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, acute streptococcal sore throat, patient will receive amoxicillin. 500 milligram tablets. She will take one by mouth three times a day, number 30. Monitor her symptoms, get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, and return to clinic or call if not improved.